KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Mondays at 3:05, we talk to John Hook, Fox 10 anchor, 4, 5, and 9 o'clock. And, of course, someone who has interviewed John McCain a number of times. So we would be very remiss if we did not talk to John. John, sad day today. Tell us where you were and when did you find out of the passing of John McCain over the weekend?
Oh, man. I was home and got the alert. I got the alert, I think, from you guys, to be honest with you. And then there was a lot of discussion about what we were going to do on coverage.
Yep.
And it was Saturday. I mean, I pretty much knew that this was coming sooner rather than later because I'd interviewed Jeff Flake, Senator Flake, on Friday. And I asked him if he thought when he visited John McCain on Friday that he'd seen him for the last time. And he said yes. And then he said, we're talking a matter of days. So that to me, you know, I was ready to work this weekend. I figured, you know, this was going to happen.
John, I totally agree with you because when I saw you interview Flake, he was heartbroken. And, you know, I didn't necessarily know that this was going to happen so quickly because on Friday it was, well, we're going to stop the treatment. I didn't know if it'd be a month or a week. But after you talked to Flake, I said, he's going to die this weekend. I think he's going to pass this weekend. I looked at my wife and said, he's probably going to pass this weekend.
Yeah, that was my inkling, yeah, too. And, you know, Jeff Flake didn't want to talk about timing or any of that. So I kind of put it in that way. I said, do you think you've seen him for the last time? And then he kind of just,
you could
answered
tell
it very honestly. And I think we got the answer that kind of clued us in that this was sooner rather than later.
Yeah. John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. You've interviewed John McCain for years. Mac and I have interviewed McCain for years. And, you know, today we're trying to, listen, on Friday I was very sad. I didn't know that his death was imminent, but Friday for me was very tough because, you know, I've known this man for 20 years. Mac and I are friends with his daughter. We've also kind of said, let's celebrate John McCain's life on this show today.
It's been right. I think that's a great way to play it.
It's been 48 hours. We're playing some of the funny clips. We're playing some of the times that he gave us a bunch of crap. And, you know, when you get in John McCain's doghouse, it's a little tough to get out. So
I've been there.
Mac and I will tell you our experience in McCain's doghouse. And we'll actually play the clip that led to it. Were you ever in his doghouse? Because he was a toughie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, one of them, the most recent actually, was at KTAR. I was filling in for Bruce and on the morning show,
okay,
and doing a talk show, and McCain came in. And it was really supposed to, it was right before his reelection, and he was with his pals who he had been in captivity with in the Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years.
Wow.
He brought some of those guys in.
Wow.
And it was kind of a deflector shield, you know. I don't mean any disrespect by this, but how are you going to go after him when here's a POW and two other POWs with him?
Yeah, it changes the whole tone of the interview. It changes the whole tone of the show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how are you going to go after him? But I kind of did. I mean, I asked him a lot about immigration. I asked him, and I think he was really put off by it. And I thought, well, I'm just doing my job. That's my job. And in the end, he will respect you in the morning for it. You know, that's always how I viewed McCain.
Yeah.
He might get ticked off at the time, but over the long haul, he will say, you know what, he's fair. And that's all you can ask, right, is that somebody be fair with you.
Yeah.
And so I think McCain felt that I was fair with him, but he didn't like the line of questioning, especially with his pals there.
Yeah.
So that was one. And then you go persona non grata for a little while. The other one was with Fife Symington. When Fife Symington was governor, John McCain and Fife Symington were very, very close in those days. I don't know if they still were in later years, actually, but I suspect they were. And I got into Symington's grill on the state airplane one time. And after that happened, then I realized McCain was icing me because of that issue, because we'd been tough on Symington. So If you got, you know, crosswise with him, it could be fairly unpleasant.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have stories too. But when it was over, it was over. But it was on his terms. He had to call it off.
John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. We're talking about John McCain and what happens when you get in the doghouse. You know what? We'll play this clip. This is when Mac and I landed in the doghouse of John McCain. It was a few years ago. I think it was 2015 or 2016. And he came to the studios and he brought two senators with him.
A deflector shield, like John just said.
Yeah.
And it was during Trump. And we were going to talk Trump with him. So just take a listen to the intro. Mac, it's not every day we're surrounded by senators in our own studio.
That is true. Senator John McCain from Arizona, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, and Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska. These fine gentlemen have decided to join us, although they've read the reviews. They still decided to come in anyway.
They still came. They and two other of our colleagues have volunteered to come to Arizona and help me with my campaign. And they're also members of the Senate Armed Services Committee and very important members. So I'm honored to have them, and I won't talk very much during this interview. Okay?
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, I think you might.
We've got specific questions just for you, Senators.
Well, So obviously we were going to talk Trump, and there was no way we were going to let him leave the studio without talking about Donald Trump. These two were at it immediately.
Right. This is when he did not want to mention Trump.
Right.
He did not. I think he said, I refer to him as the candidate.
Yeah.
And we said, we still got to ask you the questions.
Oh, yeah.
Cotton and the other guy were there to talk some kind of policy, and we're like, no.
No, I know. We can't do that.
And so
the last time I interviewed McCain was for Newsmaker Sunday, and he had John Bolton with him at the time. And that was another kind of deflector shield, because obviously you start dividing up the time between McCain and Bolton, and you know, you don't have as much time with McCain to really go deep. So, yeah, I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing.
He was good. Yeah, and when we asked him everything about Trump, you know, we didn't ignore the senators who came with them. We wanted to include them, but it was going to be 90-10. It was going to be, and we told him that before, it's going to be 90%, you know, McCain, because, you know, he's Arizona senator, and the big hot story was Trump.
I don't care what Tom Cotton says. Nobody knows who the senator from Alaska, no offense, is in Arizona.
Right.
Wait a minute. By the way, two very, very conservative guys.
Yeah. Right.
Who, you know, to kind of, again, say, hey, you know, I'm one of them.
Right.
To Arizona.
But he did ice us for a bit. And you know what? I take that as a compliment. That's okay. I mean, really, that's okay. When we bring politicians in, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. We want to ask the tough questions. But, you know, with John McCain, we also had a whole lot of fun with him. I mean, that guy was really fun to sit in the studio.
Hilarious.
And you know, he would.
Well, you had to stop him. You almost had to interrupt him because he comes into the studio. Boy, did you see that game last night? I couldn't believe blah, blah. And you're like, whoa, we got to talk terrorism.
Yeah.
You almost have to stop and say, I'd love to talk to Diamondbacks, sir, but we can't right now.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
He does.
He knows that.
He does.
He knows that. The thing was, I thought, you know, I'm so fortunate to cover him in the 2000 campaign. That was the most fun campaign I've ever covered.
Wow.
Riding with him on the Straight Talk through New Hampshire was a riot. And he was so unbridled and he was so fun to be around because he was winning. That was it was a totally different situation in South Carolina when they got there. You could feel it on the ground that it was a different place. And you know, that's where his campaign really essentially ended, was in South Carolina to George W. Bush.
Yeah.
But on the Straight Talk, it was a blast. He was having the time of his life. And then in 08, when he ran again, we were on the Straight Talk with him again. He was a different guy because he was now the standard bearer of the party. He wasn't the maverick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to embrace the Republican Party, and that campaign was not nearly as fun.
Interesting. John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. So, Governor Doug Ducey is going to join us today at 5:15. I know that he doesn't want to talk about who's going to replace McCain because it's up to him, and I totally get it. I think you honor the man for the week, and then you get back down to business of who's going to be a senator. Who do you think he's going to pick?
My gut feeling is Cindy McCain.
Really?
And I think John Kyle is also in that mix. I have no inside knowledge for this. This is just a gut feeling.
But you know as well as anybody, Cindy has made not an overt decision, but she doesn't like D.C. They chose to raise their kids out here because Cindy didn't want to be one of those D.C. senators' wives. She wants to be in Arizona. That surprises me that you would say Cindy, though.
Hey,
I don't know. I'm getting a feeling. I just get a feeling sometimes about stuff, and sometimes I'm wrong. But I feel like with all the adulation, and again, you're a caretaker basically for 2 years. Then there's an election in 2 years, and that election is only temporary. That's only to serve for two more years until McCain's cycle would come up at his normal time in 2022.
Hey, John, let me give you my dark horse.
Okay.
Jeff Flake.
Oh, man. Wow. That is a really
could that happen though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but he is still a current
senator until January.
Right, until January. Right. I don't know whether you can just kind of sort of switch seats like that so quickly like that if you're a sitting senator.
I think that would be highly controversial among Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be and Ducey right now, his challenge is I think he's got to shore up his own party. We talked about this before. I mean, I think he's going to win the primary. The primary will be no problem.
Easy.
And I think he's reelected with not a lot of problem, frankly. But we'll see.
Okay.
But I think within his own party, there is a little bit of this rumbling going on. And so if he were to do something like that, he could tip it away from him, you know, away from support. Because right now, Kyle and McCain are not very popular within the Republican Party.
Right.
Even John McCain's numbers are going to soar after all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
But up until now, they have both really been flagging with the Republican Party. So I just don't know that Ducey wants to do something that bold.
Yeah. Well,
during an election year. Yeah.
We'll get into that with him at about 5:15. John, we've got to run. Thanks for the stories, man. We appreciate you joining us. And
we'll
have a great Labor Day.
We'll never see anything like him, I don't believe.
I agree.
I mean, that he was really a unique, unique character, and I enjoyed being around him even when I was in the doghouse.
Yeah, so did we. Thanks, John.
Okay, see you guys.
Yeah, I think if you weren't in the doghouse with John McCain, you weren't asking the right questions.
Right.
And I think that I was happy to be in the doghouse for a little while.
Well, we had to.
You have to.
Well, I mean, we had to be.